This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue on in 1 Peter with Honor Christ is Holy, Baptism Now Saves You, Suffering in the Flesh, Love Covers a Multitude of Sins, and The Fiery Trial. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But of you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, and seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, your Son revealed himself to Philip and James and gave them the knowledge of everlasting life. Grant us perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, and steadfastly to walk in the way that leads to eternal life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 2. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. This is the word of our Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the work that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is our gospel lesson from John chapter 14. You may be seated. So today we commemorate St. Philip and St. James, which is interesting because these are two of the apostles about whom we know very little. Of course, we have St. James, who is not to be confused with James, the son of Zebedee. This, rather, is James, the son of Alphaeus, as he's listed among the 12. He is also sometimes called James the Younger or James the Less to distinguish him from the elder James, the son of Zebedee. But aside from that, that's all that we really get in Scripture about James, except later on when he's mentioned again so that we can keep straight one Mary from another Mary, as we get in Mark 16. When the Sabbath had passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. That's pretty much all we get for St. James. Philip, we don't know too much about him either. He was also listed among the 12, but John does give us more details about Philip. So you'll have to excuse me if I talk more about Philip this morning than I do about James, but that's what Scripture does. So there we go. Philip is the one whom Jesus asked in John 6, "Where are we going to buy bread to feed all of these people?" And Philip tells him 200 denarii couldn't do it. But we know that Jesus was just asking him to test him. More interestingly, in John chapter 1, Philip is the one who brings Nathanael, the Jew in whom there is no deceit, to Jesus. He goes to Nathanael and he tells him, "We found the one about whom Moses wrote and also the prophets, Jesus of Nazareth." And so when Nathanael asks his infamous question, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip gives his famous answer, "Come and see." So he brings a Jew to Jesus. Later on then, on Palm Sunday, Philip is the one that the Greek worshipers come and approach. And they tell him, "We wish to see Jesus." So Philip brings the Greeks, first to Andrew and then to Jesus. Philip then is with Jesus, Philip and James together, with all of his apostles on the night on which he was betrayed. Which brings us to our reading for today. They had been with Jesus and they had seen all the signs that he performed. They heard him teach and preach. They had heard him state his several "I am" statements. And here in John 14, they get one more. Those wonderful words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known the Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Here then, Philip takes his turn among the apostles right after Thomas and shows that he doesn't quite get what Jesus is saying, at least not yet. He says to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus says to him, "Have I been with you so long and still you do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves." So Philip's question then gives Jesus this opportunity to teach his apostles and to teach us about the unity that he has with the Father, thus further illuminating his previous statement that he is the way to the Father. It is through Jesus that we gain access to the Father. Here they celebrate a Passover meal, and in a short time, Jesus will make the one true Passover sacrifice, offering himself on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, for the salvation of the world, that through him we might have access to the Father. To see Jesus is to see the Father. It's interesting then, when you think about Philip, that in bringing others to Jesus, in bringing the Jew and bringing the Greeks to see Jesus, he was giving them exactly that thing for which he had just asked. He was bringing them to see the Father. Jesus goes on from there. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And then he makes this interesting statement, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. I spent some time puzzling over this. What is Jesus referring to when he says, and greater works than these will he do? There are several opinions of what this means. Many point to the Acts of the Apostles, who, for example, would heal others with just their shadow, a work greater than the hem of a garment. But I don't know if this is limited to just the Acts of the Apostles, because Jesus says, whoever believes in me. Now, what would Philip and what would James go on to do? What did they do after Jesus' death, after his resurrection, and after his ascension? Well, as I said, we don't know a lot about these two apostles. We don't get the specific stories about where Philip went and what James did. We know that they did exactly what all the other apostles did, which is to say that they went out. They proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. They brought others to the waters of holy baptism. And they fed him with Christ's body and blood, given for them to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins. That is to say that Philip and James continued to do what Philip had already done. They brought others to Jesus. They brought others to the Father. And this is what someone did for you. Whether it was when you were a very newborn baby and they brought you to the waters of holy baptism, or whether you just heard the gospel for the very first time yesterday, someone brought you to Jesus. And here Jesus comes to us with his word, and he comes to us in the breaking of the bread. To see Jesus is to see the Father. So then, on this day when we commemorate St. Philip and St. James, perhaps it's okay that we don't know all that much about the specifics of the lives of these two saints. Because what greater thing can we say about them than that they believed in Jesus and that they brought others to Jesus as well? Let us therefore imitate these two saints. Let us remain steadfast in our faith in Jesus Christ, the one who gives us access to the Father. And let us bring others to Jesus as well. To him be the glory. Amen. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
That if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. Let us lift our voices on behalf of the church, the world, and all those in want or adversity. for the spiritual house of God, the Holy Christian Church, that her proclamation may be established upon the cornerstone of the gospel of Jesus Christ, offering spiritual sacrifices of thanksgiving, praise, and prayer. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the enemies of the church, that by the light of God's truth they would acknowledge their error and turn from their evil ways, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all children and young people, that they may long for the pure spiritual milk and so grow into the full stature of salvation by faith through their baptism into Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and all those distressed who cry to God for help, that according to his good and gracious will, he would heal them, granting them strength in their time of adversity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For widows and widowers, that our merciful Father would lift those bowed down in times of weeping and lead them to renewed service among God's people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing from the wells of salvation in the supper of the Lord, that they may be strengthened by the forgiveness of sins received with the body and blood of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Entrusting these intercessions to the God who reigns forever in Zion and whose favor is for a lifetime, we commend ourselves and another through his resurrected Son, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You once proclaimed your saving promise through the prophets of Israel, and by the apostles and evangelists, you published the good news of your saving promise, fulfilled in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Grant that we, being instructed in the doctrine of the blessed apostles and evangelists, may faithfully eat his body and drink his blood, and declare his salvation to all the world. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.